I was listening this week, earlier part of this week, and there was a question asked over the radio. And ever since that question was asked, I was hearing people giving their suggestion on that question. And then the Lord started stirring in his spirit within myself. And I began to think about that question. And the Lord gave me a message this morning. That's where I got my message from, on that question, because I feel that, amen, that was a valid question. And the question was, how do you deal with your troubles and your problems? They were stating that your heart is saddened and you're going through some things. You're struggling. And I'm pretty sure why she asked that question, because when you look around, you don't have to look too far. Amen. You can look right down the street. Amen. A lot of things is transpiring. A lot of things is happening. A lot of family disturbance. A lot of crisis in the land and country today. And folks need answers. Amen. And we as pastors and preachers and leaders, they're looking on us to let them know what you do when you don't know what to do. Amen. You ever been in that predicament? What you do when you don't know what to do? Praise the Lord. I state earlier and numerous of times that the word of God will answer every question, and it will work out every problem. Are you praying for me this morning? This may look like an easy job, declaring the good news, but it takes the Lord every step of the way. Lord, will you remove Jerry Lennon and allow you to take over? I'm just a spokesman for the Lord. But I have answers this morning. Amen. I remember when I was a youngster, the teacher would ask questions. She'll warn us. She said, now tomorrow we're going to study on this, and I'm asking questions and I need some answers. You see those questions in your textbook. Sometimes I don't remember the answer, but you know what? I get me a pen and I write it down on my hand, the answers, so I can make sure that I get my paper correct. Amen. So I had to be kind of careful when she was asking the questions. I was acting like I'm rubbing my head and I'm looking at the answers. So I was able to give correct answers. But I'm here to tell you this morning, the only thing I got to do is look at the word of God. Amen. In the fear of the Lord this morning, I'm going to give you a solution. Not my solution, but God's solution, which is the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And I want to tell you, in order to follow God's will, we have to commit ourselves. Amen. We have to live a godly life. Now let me go to my topic this morning. My topic is, think on these things. Think on these things. Praise God. And it comes from a scripture that we're going to read on down in our message. But my meat of my message is to think on the things of God. Amen. Now, when people having problems and disturbance and, amen, having hard situations, sometimes they think upon themselves. I'm going to beat them down. I'm going to do some things that I shouldn't have done. I'm going to, amen, go over there and chew them out. But the title of our lesson is Think on These Things. Let us think godly. Amen. Sometimes we don't think godly. We think upon ourselves. We think evil. We think, amen, amen, a little hatred. Amen. We think, praise God, amen, not like God. Amen. How many know the Bible said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Yes, Lord. Amen. All right. Let us think positive. Praise God. Think on these things. Now, we got to think positive. Don't think selfishly and rationally. And we want to think godly, and we want to think positive. Amen. And we need to realize we must have faith. Sometimes things look dark and dreary and look like it can't work out and look like things are going to be this way. It ain't got to be that way. Amen. We got a big God that can do big thing. Let us have faith knowing that God will work a miracle. Amen. Do we believe that this morning? Amen. I don't care what you're facing. It don't matter about your struggles. But I'm here to tell you we need to make sure that we're putting our trust in the Lord. Sometimes it looks hard. It looks impossible. Look like a big problem, but I'm going to tell you, we got a big problem solver God that can solve anything. Amen. Yes. Nothing too hard for God to do. I'm not talking about something I don't know. I'm talking about a life that I live. Amen. Being a pastor and a preacher and, amen, having needs in the home. Amen. Have to give folks advice. Praise God. It is a crucial thing, and we have to just get our strength and our mind concept from God. We can't just look and think on the top of our head and give answers, but we got to follow God's procedure. Amen. We got to make sure that the Lord is pleased. Amen. Anybody can give answers, and praise God. Anybody can say things, and that's what's wrong with the world today. Anything go on, and folks got an answer, but it ain't a godly answer. Folks got a solution, but it ain't God's solution. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm talking about listen to the voice of the Lord, because the voice of the Lord, amen, will help us to go in the straight and narrow. The voice of the Lord will help us to be committed. Amen. The voice of the Lord will help us to keep God's commandment and do it the right way. Amen. I said, think on these things. Amen. Amen. Ain't God good in here? Praise God. I thank God for that question that was asked. Amen. How do I deal with this trouble? Amen. I got trouble in my home. How do I deal with this problem that, amen, that's confronting me and it's bothering me? Every time I wake up, I got pain in my heart. Every time I go to bed, I cannot sleep and I cannot rest. But I want to let you know that God is a rescuer. But God can fix it and he can work it out. Amen. Do I have any witness in this place? Amen. I said, I know what God can do. Yes. Praise God. We living in a pressure time. People are pressured. Amen. Amen. And they need answers. And they looking for answers. and they don't know where to turn. But I want to tell you, turn to Jesus. Praise God. He will give you the answer. Praise ye the Lord. That's why you see so many people just say, well, I'm quitting. I'm just through with this thing. Amen. I ain't going no. It ain't going to work out. Amen. Then you look around. You see people committing suicide. Amen. Praise God. Because they can't take it. But I want to tell you, amen, let's don't commit suicide. But let us commit ourselves to God. Amen. He will help us when we feel like we're in a hopeless situation. He can help us when we feel like we can't holler, make it. He can hold our hands. Come on, somebody. Hey, amen. You may stumble. You may fall. You may, amen. But God's right there, amen, to cushion the fall. Amen. Amen. He's right there to pick you up and brush you off and let you know that you can start again. Amen. To God be the glory. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I got one man that I recommend to you. I got one man that I recommend to you this morning. Amen. I recommend you to Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. Amen. See, the Lord ain't like man. Man will get tired of you and say, hey, go. Hey, Go. I'm tired of this. I can't handle this no more. But I want to tell you, God can. Amen. I say God can. Praise God. All right. Let's turn over here before we get to our main scripture. I want to read this verse of scripture here coming from 2 Corinthians. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians. Amen. The 4th chapter and the 8th and the 9th and the 10th verses. Amen. You got that? Amen. 2 Corinthians 4. Chapter, the verses 8 through 10. Now, let me say this. I just want to say this, how God worked, amen, in mysterious ways. Praise God. I was, I got to leave this week going to Holly Hill, South Carolina. We have a funeral that we must attend and preach. Praise God. And I was thinking, they was asking me in a couple of songs, amen, what we want to sing on the order of the service. Amen. And I had two songs, and one was Father Alone. Father Alone and Victory in Jesus. Lo and behold, when I was in my study last night, I had my phone on, amen, social media. Then there was a man that started singing Father Alone. I said, look at God. I said, man, and it sounds good. And I was singing with him. And then after he got through singing that, then he sung Victory in Jesus. I said, this is coincidental. Amen. Those two songs that I was going to want to sing at the funeral, those are the two songs that gentleman sung. I said, look at God. Now, I want to tell you right here into my message. I'm just showing you how the Lord worked. I just said, turn to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verses 8 through 10. All right. Then my next scripture going to be a different book, but it's the same chapter. Amen. Now, okay, we're going to, now our next verse is going to be Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 8 through 10. Look at God. God is just working things out. That just show you that the Lord is involved. Amen. All right, now, let's read here, praise God, as we look into this verse of scripture, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verses 8 through 10. Now it said, we are troubled on every side. Is that right? Amen. Come on, somebody. But yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. I'm here to tell you this morning, this afternoon, in the fear of the Lord, praise God, we are living in these times. The Bible says we are troubled on every side, but yet not distressed. Praise ye the Lord. These are the times we're living in. Yes, we are troubled on every side. Praise God. Amen. Not just this side on the left or that side on the right. Amen. But we are troubled on every side, but yet not distressed. Praise God. We will not be distressed. We will not, amen, allow these things to worry us. Amen. Because God is in control. Hallelujah. Amen. It said, but we are perplexed. We may be perplexed. We may be troubled, but not in despair. Praise God. Amen. We will not be in despair. Meaning God, there is hope. There is still hope. We not in despair. Like God cannot, amen, work that miracle, fix that problem, turn that thing around, praise God. We're not in despair. The Lord is up high, but he looked low and he see you at your address. He see me at my address. He see you downtown. He see everywhere you are, praise God. God got this thing. That's what I want to say, amen, to let you know God got this thing. He got your back. Only thing you got to do is walk up in the greatness of God. Lift your head up, amen. Because God, amen, he can work it. He can fix it. He can make a miracle, give you miracles, praise God. Won't he do it? I say, won't he do it, praise God. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We may be persecuted, church. Amen. Folks may persecute us. Amen. Folks may send us to the jungles. Folks may do a lot of evils, but I want to tell you, it's just something about God. Amen. We may be persecuted, but not forsaken. How many know the Lord ain't going to forsake us? He said he will never leave us, nor forsake us. Praise God. We may be cast down, but praise God, will not destroy. So why your head hung down? Why you, amen, weeping? Praise God. How many know weeping endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning time. Praise God. Just lift your head up and go do your business. Amen. And know that God will fix it. Praise God. Yes. Yes, he will. I say, yes, he will. Praise God. Now, let's turn on, amen, to our key verse here. Praise God. Let's go to Philippians. Amen. Philippians, the fourth chapter, verses 8 through 10. Hallelujah. Amen. Think on these things. Think on something that can help you out. Praise God. Quit thinking on worldly stuff. Quit thinking on ungodly stuff. But think on righteousness. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. All right, Philippians, the fourth chapter. Amen. Are you praying for me this morning? I need your prayers. I need your prayers every step of the way. Praise ye the Lord. Philippians, the fourth chapter. Amen. And at the eighth verse, praise God, 2:10. The Bible said, after you, so to speak, after you done all you can do, amen. Now, listen, this is what you really need to understand. Finally, I'm telling you at last, finally, brethren, amen. Whatsoever thing are true, whatsoever thing are honest, whatsoever thing of, praise God, just, amen, whatsoever thing of pure, whatsoever thing of lovely, whatsoever thing of good report, if there, I said if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Ain't God good in here? I said, ain't God good in here? Praise God. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall
be with you. Do you need the Lord with us? Praise God. Amen. Amen. We got to learn and we got to receive and we got to hear and seen in me and do the God of peace shall be with you. But the Bible said, 10th verse, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly. Amen. That now at the last your care of me have flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Ain't God good in this place? Praise ye the Lord. Now what I want to do right now, I want to flip this verse over. I want to put, amen, praise God, the last part of this verse 8, but I want to reverse it, amen, where it can be up top. And then we'll read the second standard. But let me say this, church. Amen. The Bible says, listen up carefully, amen. If there be any praise, amen, think on these things. Praise God. Now that's what I want. That's the first I want you to know. If there be any praise, come on somebody. I said if there, praise God, be any virtue, I want to add to it. If there be any healing, ain't God good? If there be any deliverance, come on somebody. If there be any peace, amen, think on these things. What we need to think on, I said, what do we need to think on, The Bible says, finally, that's why you don't have no peace, that's why you don't have deliverance, that's why you don't have no praise and virtue, amen, because you're not thinking on godly stuff and godly things. Now, finally, you want some peace in your home, you want to see peace and justice in our nation, you want to see things get turned around, think on these things. It works. God got it in his word. This is the answer, praise God. You don't have to, amen, be so down and out, amen, that you can't eat. Amen, I ain't ate in 2 weeks. Praise God, because I'm just in too much stress. I'm just in too much pain. Praise God. Amen, I've been laying in the bed for 3 days. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, take up your bed and walk. Get out of that bed. Get out of that bed. Let God bring some pain, some healing to you. Let God, come on somebody, let God bring some greatness to you. Praise God. All this power, come on church, I said all this power God have. And we sit round and mumble, and we sit round and grumble, we sit round and act like nothing can happen. I got to be this way. But I want to tell you, church, we got to think on positive. We got to think on, amen, things that we know God can work and he can fix things. Won't he do it? So these are the things we need to think on. The Bible said, whatsoever things are true, praise God, think on that. Think on true stuff. Quit thinking on false, the faultness, and these things that you complaining and mumbling. Think on truth. Praise God. Ain't God good? Whatsoever things are honest. Amen. That's what we want to think on. I said we want to think on these things. Think on honest stuff. Whatever things are just. Praise God. Think on these things. Amen. Just. Whatever things are pure. Amen. We want to think on pure. Pureness. Amen. Not something that's defiled. Not something that keep you down in the dumps. Amen. Think on things that are pure. And the Bible said, whatsoever thing of lovely. Praise God. Think on lovely things. Praise God. You want to get out of the dump. You want to get on the lower side. Amen. Quit thinking hatred. Quit thinking malice. Amen. And evil.
Hello, you will be an evil person. How many know whatever you think, that is you? The Bible teaches us, think positive, think holy, think righteous. Come on, somebody. You thinking on these things, you thinking on evil stuff, but I want to tell you, think on some good stuff. Amen, some good stuff. Amen, get on the good foot. Come on, somebody, and let the Lord have his way. Ain't God good in hell? Amen. And it said, whatsoever things of good report. That's what we want to think of, good report. You got people that just are just so quickly to walk around and talk about bad stuff and bad report. And, amen, something that, amen, that run folks down. And amen, and just talking about something that will hurt somebody. And you say you're saved and you're sanctified and you've got the power of God. But I want to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, we living in the last of the last days, and we need to make sure that we quit playing. We're playing when we talk about folks. I'm tired of that, praise God. Talk good stuff. My dad used to say, if you don't find it's something that somebody do good, I don't care how bad that person is, but he got the good value. It's something that he can do good. But it was this person that, amen, that folks just ran him down and just stopped all evil. Amen. Amen. But my dad said, amen. Somebody said, well, let me tell you this. Amen. He might have all that evil, but you know what he can do? He can whistle good. Look at God. Amen. He can whistle good. Oh, praise God. That's what we want to start doing. Amen. If you don't have but some mess to talk, keep it to yourself. Praise God. Amen. Close your mouth up. Hello in here. Amen. One preacher said, put some clothespin on your mouth. Praise God. Just don't use it to hang clothes, but put it in your mouth and close it up. Praise God. To God be the glory. Hey, God good in here. Somebody gonna make heaven. Amen. The way this world are doing, the way people are doing, the way people that say they have deliverance and got God in their life. Praise God. Amen. And complaining and mumbling and always got something going on. Quit. There's another time for policemen. There's another time to operate like a policeman. Okay. Not go beat them down with the blackjack. When people bring all that negativity to you, I wish you had a whistle. Stop. Stop it right now in your track. I don't want to hear it. He's my brother. He's my first cousin. He's my best friend. No, you're not going to run his character down. Yes, he might have some shortcomings. Yes, he might have some problem in his life. What you supposed to do? Pray and look for a better day. Hey, God good? Think on some good things that you can say. Amen. I don't care how bad he is, but I want to tell you he ain't too bad for God. Amen. That's what I want to say this morning. In the fear of the Lord, you let go and you let God. Don't forget God. In these trying times, don't get to call on the Lord in any pressure times. Think on him. Think on what the Lord would do. What would Jesus do? I think if we start evaluating ourselves, when we start doing evil, doing stuff we know we shouldn't be doing, we need to ask the question, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus do that? Would he act that way? Would he have that attitude? Lord, we need to be pacific. We need to ask the Lord just what we need. Lord, give me an attitude adjustment. Let me turn self down, because self is getting ready to get me in trouble. Let me turn self down and let me crucify self. It ain't about me, but Lord, it is about you.
Yes, Lord.
At those moments, at those challenging moments, at those moments when you are tried, we all going to be tried. I don't care who you are, from the preacher on down. I've been tried numerous of times. And I tell you what, I'm going to tell you the Bible. I'm going to tell you the word. I'm going to tell you what the Lord will tell you. Amen?
Glory.
We're living in a time where folks don't want to listen. They don't want to hear. But they still want to do it like they want to do it. Knowing you messing that cake up. Knowing you ain't going by the recipe. Knowing that that recipe didn't call for 7 eggs and 2 cups of sugar and some flour and some vinegar. Knowing that nobody gonna eat that cake but you. And you ain't gonna eat but very little of it. Because it wasn't right. You didn't go by the recipe. You know, that's what we need to be showing folks. You know, you see some people showing other things. But I want to show this Bible. This is what's going to get you prepared when Jesus comes. And the way the world are going on, let me say, he's coming very soon. I can feel it in my spirit. I want to be ready.
Yes, oh Lord.
Do we have any more witness in here?
Amen.
I mean, want to be ready.
Yes, Lord.
I want to be ready when Jesus comes. Amen. Praise God. Some people say, you know, as long as I'm feeling good, I'm going to just party for the devil. But when I get sick or something happen, a bad day come, I'm going to call on the Lord. But let me tell you, you may never get sick. Your heart can stop at any time. You can expire while you're feeling good and doing good. We don't know when we will expire. But we know the Bible says we all must die. But after this is the judgment. Amen. So I'm here to tell you upon conclusion. I'm getting ready to quit. But I want to tell you upon conclusion. Think on these things.
Yes, Lord.
Think godly. Think soberly and righteous.
Yes, Lord.
Don't think like you're drunk. Just walking around doing any and everything. And got the attitude, nobody can tell me nothing because I am the man. I'm the king. What I say goes. Ain't what you say goes, it's what that man up there say. Amen. I listen to God. Thank the Lord good in here. Praise God. Let's go with this again. It's a good school teacher. She just don't just dish stuff out and just give it to you. If you get it or not, I gave it to you, it's through. But a good teacher go over it again. And say, now let's go with this again assignment. And make sure you got it. And that's what I want to do this right now with the word of the Lord. Finally, at last, it ain't what you did yesterday. It's not what you did the day before, but it's what we're going to all do today. Finally, let's start this. Let's start this in your life. Finally, brethren, whatsoever thing are true, whatsoever thing are honest, whatsoever thing are just, whatsoever thing of pure, whatsoever thing of lovely, whatsoever thing of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Hallelujah. And can I add a little more? Amen. Amen. If there be any praise, if there be any healing, if there be any deliverance, if there be any peace in the land, think on these things. It will work. I said it will work. Praise God. Then you can get up out the bed. Then you can make your bed. Then you can go to work. Then you can look and see what need to be done around your household. Come on, somebody. We don't have to, amen, quit eating. Sometimes it's good to quit eating when it's not good for us. But don't quit eating because, amen, I'm so stressed. Amen, I can't make it. How many know you are too blessed to be stressed? You are too anointed to be disappointed. You are too equipped to be whipped. Ain't it right? Praise God. We got everything we need in the Lord. Praise God. So I hope you got something through this message to inspire you to do God's will. Fix it. Work it out, Lord. In my home. Work it out, Lord. In my congregation. Work it out, Lord, in the White House. Work it out, Lord, in your house. Come on, somebody. We need you every step of the way. Praise God. I need your direction. I need your guidance. I need you, Lord. We got the knowledge that we need the Lord. Praise God. See, an alcoholic, in order for him to quit the drinking business, he got to recognize and he must acknowledge that he is an alcoholic. If you keep patting and say, you know what? I'm not no alcoholic. I just drink 6 times a day. Praise God. I'm no alcoholic. I'm good. No, you ain't good. You don't need to drink no time a day. Come on, somebody. Praise God. What we need to do is get wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in Jesus.
Yes, my Lord.
God bless you all. Do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.